Afternoons with JJ on Star 102.3. Today in What's Up Eugene segment, we have Joe Zaludak. He's the Eugene Springfield Fire Chief, and I got that name right, Joe.
Perfect.
Right?
Thank you very much.
Man, I practiced. I really did. So how long have you been Fire Chief for both Eugene and Springfield?
Going on 3 years. Okay. So I've been doing this about over 30 years, but 3 years as the Fire Chief.
And when did Eugene and Springfield decide to combine a fire districts, or always?
Yes, we've been starting to combine since 2007. In 2014, it became official. And right now, we're still working on aligning all the business systems, but it's going very, very well.
So a seven-year process, if I caught
yes,
that right.
Yes, that's correct.
And it's still ongoing?
It's ongoing, and some parts of it are better than we ever imagined, and other parts still take some work to put together, and we're working hard on those.
What was the motivation behind it?
The motivation was during the Great Recession, as we were faced with potentially closing a fire station or a company on either side of the river. And so rather, we thought, wouldn't it be nice if instead of reducing our service to the community, we could find some efficiencies and keep those stations open. And that's how it was born.
Yeah, no, imagine you were on the east side of Springfield and the one fire station's on the west side of Eugene.
Right.
Your house might be down to the ground before they show up.
That's absolutely right, yes.
Today we're doing What's Up Eugene, and we're joined with Joe Zaludak, the Eugene Springfield Fire Chief. And you've been police chief now for 3 years.
Yes, 3 years, going on 3 years as fire chief.
And how's it been?
It's been exceptional. I have wonderful teams that we work with, and every day I get good feedback from the community on the great job our crews do.
Well, that's awesome that you're getting great feedback, because all the feedback I get from my job is that I'm just doing terrible. But we're here today because we actually have some serious things to get to. You have some initiatives that you're installing here in 2019 to benefit and help everyone in Eugene and Springfield.
Yes, one of the biggest ones is Pulse Point. It's an app that you can put on your phone that when CPR is in progress and you're in close geographic proximity, it'll notify you, and you can go to the scene and actually start doing compressions before the fire crews get there.
And to do that, would you have to go through some sort of first responder training, or at least CPR training, then to sign up for the app?
No, most people that will sign up for the app will either have a CPR class in the past or interested in doing the compressions, which it gives you instructions on the app as well. And so it's very self-explanatory. Now we do not do any mouth-to-mouth, so it's just high-performance compressions. And so many people will get on their knees and help do compressions prior to the fire department getting there, because it's just not as messy as it used to be.
True, very true. And do you see this expanding into other areas other than cardiac arrest?
Yes, but for the cardiac arrest piece, just 4 years ago, our survival rates were between 10 and 12% of our patients would walk out of the hospital. Using the new initiatives and having bystander CPR for the last 2 years, 50% of our cardiac arrest patients that have VFib, that means somebody witnessed them go down, 50% are walking out of the hospital. It's a tremendous improvement in people's ability to survive just by how we do our business and bystander CPR.
Okay. So walk me through it. Let's say I have a heart attack, and is it my cell phone that would notify, or whoever would see me having a heart attack?
Right. Whoever would see you would call 911. And as soon as 911 had CPR in progress, or it would notify through the app anybody within 1,000 or 1,500 feet so they could come assist. And it works. I've had it go off on my phone, and so we know that this works, and we're able to support somebody that needs assistance before the fire crews get there.
Have you had a chance to go out on a call and do some
compressions? Actually, I did. Last week, there was a call that I was able to respond to, and I was able to assist prior to the crews getting on scene.
Wow. Yeah, that's great. It really is.
No, it was very rewarding, because it's exactly how it's supposed to work, and we know for a fact that it's going to save lives.
One question about the app. Does it always ask me to rate it in the iPhone store?
I don't know.
Or the Android store?
I don't think
store?
So. No, no rating.
It's like, even after you're rated, you still got to go back and keep reminding
it,
you.
It does ask you for a survey after you respond, just to make sure that everything, the app worked well so you could get to the scene and things like that. But no surveys other than that.
That's great. We're joined with Joe Zaludak. 3 years running now for Eugene and Springfield's Fire Chief, and that's not an elected thing. That's an appointed job.
That's correct.
And now, is it the mayor of Eugene or Springfield, or both?
It's the city manager of Eugene and of Springfield.
Oh, right on. How was that interview process? Was it pretty lengthy?
Well, I had an interim, so they got to see me at work for a year or so, and so that's how that worked.
Nice. Cool. That's actually really interesting. But we're not here to talk about that at all. You are pushing some 2019 initiatives that are going to benefit the cities of Eugene and Springfield. And now we're looking in the home. We talked about pulse points, the app that you can get on your cell phone. Now we're looking into the home. And what is it that you would say to homeowners or people in an apartment to keep them safe?
Yes. One of the things we know that save lives are smoke detectors. Last year, Eugene Springfield fire crews during non-emergent calls where somebody didn't need to go to the hospital code 3 or with lights and siren, we checked about 4,000 to 5,000 smoke detectors and we installed hundreds. This May, we're going to partner with Red Cross, American Red Cross, and we're going to install 450 more smoke detectors in areas that we know could use some more smoke detectors. Earlier this last month, we had a very unfortunate death in a home on West Eugene. And then we took that community and we had a community meeting and installed smoke detectors. And about a week later, a family was able to get out because of the smoke detectors that were installed.
Wow.
Smoke detectors save lives. And so we are very committed to doing the fire prevention piece of making sure everybody has an operating smoke detector where they live.
Now, I know they got the really fancy ones that last like 10 years or your lifetime. But if we're not in that income bracket, how often should we be checking our smoke detectors?
Yes, checking them every time you change your clocks is a good idea. And, you know, I do understand some of those smoke detectors are expensive, but there are some ones that last 10 years that are a fairly good value. And I would say investing in those gives you, you know, 10 years of not having to mess with batteries. It kind of equals out in the end.
Yeah, but I always remember as a kid, I got to test the battery sticking on my tongue.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You know, that's good stuff.
Yeah, it was the best charge you got as a six-year-old.
Right.
Is there also the same focus on carbon monoxide detectors, or do you not see as much of an impact?
Yes, carbon monoxide detectors are important, especially if something in your home generates carbon monoxide, such as a furnace or a fireplace or a wood stove. And so we do see carbon monoxide problems, but most of them are during winter months when people really close their house up tight and have a real cold day. But it's always a good idea if you have anything that can create carbon monoxide to have one of your smoke detectors that also have a carbon monoxide detector in it. They have dual units now.
We used to go really low tech when we'd be ice fishing and just have a candle. And if the candle went out, we were like, oh, we should probably get out.
Yeah, I like that.
Is that
canary.
A
canary or a candle, I like that.
We're here with Joe Zaludek talking about serious things, but having a fun time doing it. Thanks for joining us again this afternoon on Star 102.3. I'm JJ. What's up, Eugene? My guest today is Joe Zaludek, the Eugene and Springfield Fire Chief, going on 3 years, and it's been an enjoyable ride. Fun
time. Absolutely, yes.
Do you keep track of all the fires that have occurred?
No, I see them on my, I have an app that shows me about fires, but I do track them in my head and I check on ones that look substantial. But yeah, I do get to check on all of them. That's true.
Do you mark it like each year? Like, hey, we're down 5 fires this year, this guy.
We do like to keep the fires down. That's a critical metric that we like to measure. Yes.
Well, it's not the only thing that you focus on because today we've talked about the Pulse Point app, which will allow people with CPR training or first responder training to be on call and on site right away to help people in cardiac arrest and improve a huge jump in percentage of success in surviving in a heart attack. And then we also had talked about smoke detectors and carbon monoxide. And it is the winter months where people are keeping the windows shut. They're bundling up. They're burning wood. They have the, you know, sometimes that furnace vent outside gets covered with debris or where I'm from, snow out here, you know, maybe like a bush. But that can cause a backdraft of carbon monoxide in your home too. Any other thoughts on these things?
Yes. And one of the little known fact, the number one cause of fires in Eugene and Springfield is actually from smoking materials. And so, you know, smoking is something that people tend to really enjoy when they do that.
Oh, tell me about it. I know.
Well, okay. And so all we're trying to do is get people to put their smoking materials into something like that can't burn, like a receptacle. Most fires now don't start in the inside of the house where it's on a sofa and it spreads from a cigarette. People usually smoke outside, and so when the cigarette butt winds up in the bark, it's usually an outside-in fire, which means the bark gets going, that gets the siding going, which breaks the glass, and now it gets into the house.
So I can go back to smoking on a cotton blanket and my bed.
Yeah, well, it's just people don't usually do that, right?
No.
They've learned now that just smoke outside. But if you're on a, if you flip the cigarette butt, like the bus is coming, we go to a lot of fires that are in the bushes around areas where it goes from a smoking area to a non-smoking area. People know that they can't be smoking in there. And so many of those times it doesn't get to a structure, but that's the number one cause of fires in our community, from smoking.
And I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems like it could be one of our most preventable ways of fire too. I mean, there are receptacles for trash all across the bike paths and the sidewalks in the city. and in Springfield, and you could just flick out your cherry and put it out and then carry your butt to a spot that it should go.
Yes, and what's amazing is, you know, they've changed cigarettes so they're supposed to burn out every few minutes, but I see sometimes they don't. And so it usually works, and it's much safer than it was, but every couple hundred times one of those gets into the something that's burnt, flammable, it burns.
Yeah, and you know, you mentioned the pre-manufactured cigarettes where a lot of people like to roll their own.
Right, yes.
Do you see the same issue when it comes to smoking cannabis outside?
I would say yes. We have had some fires where either the cannabis itself or the pipe was very hot and it got dropped in the sofa, and we've had some fires from cannabis as well.
Hmm. And then is there any focus on the production, especially when it comes to concentrates and using volatile solvents such as butane?
Yeah, we're very concerned about that. Some of the worst fires and worst burns that we've seen in residences are from explosions from using of the butane. And we know that there are I would say, processes that are industrial processes that are done commercially that are regulated by the fire marshal. They do a very good job and they're very safe. But when somebody is learning how to do it or doesn't have an accurate thermometer to know what temperature that it's supposed to be at, we've had just some horrible outcomes that include, you know, burns over 90% of people's bodies and things like that.
And that's on the good ends. I mean, those are good stories. Sometimes it doesn't finish with people walking away from it.
Right, and so we just want to encourage people, you know, not to try that at home, and to be in a position where if that's your choice to just buy it commercially.
Are there resources available to Bill and Ted when they're case deep into life and they're trying to blast some cannabis that they can get some pointers and tips to keep themselves safe, keep their neighbors safe?
Not that I'm aware of,
okay,
but yeah. I'm going to look into that. Thank you for pointing me in that direction.
Yeah, maybe some just, you know, the top 10 do's and don'ts of illegally blasting weed in your garage.
Yeah, I'll work on that.
We're here with Joe Zaludek. He's the Eugene Springfield Fire Chief. Our whole conversation is available at starfm1023.com. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk with you today. It's been really fun, even though we've hit some very serious subjects. If you have the opportunity to express anything you want to the city of Eugene and Springfield, what would you like the people to know?
Yeah, I just want to know what an honor it is to serve this community. Our crews go out there every day. We have over 70 people on duty every single day, 24/7, 365. They do just a magnificent job, and it's just our pleasure and our honor to serve the communities of Eugene and Springfield.
Well, I think you guys do a good job. I don't see anything burning around me, but I know that's probably just not the mark of a good fire department. As a matter of fact, I have no idea what that mark would be, but I'm assuming you do a great job. I'm going to edit most of that out. Well, I think it's really cool that you take on the responsibility and you feel a great honor to serve. I oftentimes have the conversations with people that I serve people, but I'm not a servant. And it's a fine line that people define in interesting ways. But I thank you for your service and the hard work that you and your entire department does for Eugene and Springfield, because I've probably been the cause of some headaches here and there. And I will try to not be the cause of headaches. And I guess with that being said, what would you be willing to ask the people of Eugene and Springfield that could make their community safer, make your job a little easier?
Yes, I would say anybody that has the ability or interest in doing CPR, please look at the Pulse Point app and download that. If you need a smoke detector, get a smoke detector, check your smoke detectors. And if you are a smoker or know a smoker, give them a place to put out their cigarette butt where it can't cause a fire. But those are the top three things I would say today would make a really good impact on our community.
I don't know, Joe. These things are really tough. These are really, really hard things you're asking. I think that most of us could probably put some effort into it, and we'll do good. Absolute pleasure, Joe. I hope to have you on later in the year. Let's get an update on how Pulse Point is doing and working, and how with the survival rate has gone up. And as we approach into the dry season with summer, I'd like to hear your thoughts on how to keep Eugene out of not like Northern California.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to talking about that.
Cool. Thank you so much, Joe, for joining us on What's Up, Eugene, with Star 102.3.